It's been an enormous privilege to serve the people of Greater Manchester in this job. It's an amazing job. It's pretty relentless in terms of all the different things that happen. Greater Manchester is such a dynamic place with so much happening. But, you know, it is 34 years as a police officer, and it feels just right that now is the time to go.
And what a job it has it been. You say relentless. Back in 2012, you took the national spotlight when two of your officers were shot, Fiona Bone, Nicola Hughes, by the on-the-run terrorist Dale Cregan. That firmly put you under the spotlight, didn't it?
It did, but it, you know, and that was undoubtedly the most painful episode of my time here. A dreadful, dreadful tragedy, but we got great support from the people of Greater Manchester, which was an enormous support to us at that time. But, you know, it's sadly in the nature of Greater Manchester and Greater Manchester Police that you're always in the limelight. The media, quite rightly, are always looking at us and asking us challenging questions. And that's been part of the, in a degree, you know, the challenge of the job, but it also adds to the pressure.
And all this against a backdrop of massive cuts that you've had to.
Yeah, and you know, I never could have predicted that when I became chief constable that I'd end up with such a smaller police force than when I started. You know, I started off with 8,200 police officers. I'm down now to around 6,600, and whoever takes up this role will see further reductions, and that's going to be very, very difficult.
7 years have been and gone, a massive period of change. As far as your successor, do they face an even tougher job?
Yeah, I think they do. The level of scrutiny has got even greater. We're dealing with a much more complex world in terms of what policing has to face, and we're facing at least another 3 years of budget cuts and staffing reductions.
So is that why you're going? You're jumping ship while you can?
No, I've led the force, you know, through some difficult times, but as I say, I'm currently the longest serving chief constable in the country, and it just feels the right time to go. But also, I've got this amazing opportunity to lead the charity ReTrack. It's something I feel passionately about. So it's a new, you know, a new opportunity for me as well.
So you didn't fancy biding your time and waiting to step into Sir Bernard Hogan House shoes then at the Met?
No. I love Greater Manchester, and, you know, this was always my dream job. And getting it was one of the most proudest moments in my life. And, you know, I can't tell you the pleasure, you know, of being here. Yes, there's challenges, there's difficult times, but it is just such a wonderful place. It's got so many strengths, you know, it's got such a reputation, it's just so dynamic, it never stops, it's got so much ambition that it's been great to do this job, but I'm not going away. I'll still be very much hopefully involved in Manchester life, just doing something slightly different.